USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy is a part of that group that went to the White House, and the Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that there should be some optimism that a compromise can be reached.
There was common ground that we've got to take care of the American people. The president said, listen, we may disagree on some things, but we're not going to disagree on the need to take care of those in need. Now, Republicans offered for something more focused, but another bit of common ground is that we're talking from data. What does the data show that we need? And the president's going to have his staff get back to us, and we'll kind of compare our data points. That's good news.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S., with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he sees some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend. So if we continue to abide by and use and implement the public health measures together with an increasing number of people who get vaccinated, I hope we can get a trend that will continue to come down lower and lower.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Pentagon has put a plan to vaccinate detainees at Guantanamo Bay on hold after facing a backlash. Now two Republican congresswomen have introduced a resolution opposing that policy. Congressman Michael Waltz says the plan was insulting on many levels. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that the priority for those vaccines should have always been Americans first.
You well know how many people, how many Americans and veterans lost their lives to flex cuff these guys and get them off the battlefield so they can stop plotting and planning to kill Americans in the first place to get them into Guantanamo, number one. Number two, how insulting it is to the families of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center attacks. And then number three, multiple administrations now, Bush administration, Obama, Biden administration, Trump administration, have worked with the countries of origin where these terrorists came from to release those, to release dozens and dozens of them. Now, sadly, about 35% have been let out and are back to their old ways. But the ones that remain, the ones that remain are the most dangerous, refuse to repent. The intelligence says should never see the light of day. So, number one, Guantanamo absolutely shouldn't be closed. But number two, the last thing that we should be doing is vaccinating them before our seniors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.